We're going to take a dive now into the bargain bin for classical CDs. If you're shopping on a budget for the holidays, our critic Tom Manoff suggests four albums, and according to our online searching, all are selling for around $10 or less.
Think about several things when looking for classical CDs on a budget. First, prices vary widely, so look around. Second, if you're shopping online, deal with a seller who responds quickly with a firm arrival date. And finally, understand that most of these budget CDs are re-releases, hence the low price. But all that I'm playing here are as good as many higher-priced recordings of the same works. Here's an example. Julian Bream is among the best guitarists in the world, and he's playing the famous guitar concerto by the 20th century Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo. The concerto balances classical design with popular elements. Neither musical quality can dominate in a successful performance, and Bream's pristine classical technique, matched with his affinity for the popular music qualities in the work, make for a soulful and splendid result. French composer Maurice Ravel also believed in mixing classical and popular traditions, and had a special attraction to the music of Spain. The second movement of his string quartet is an example. The plucked strings evoke a Spanish guitar, accompanying folk-like French melodies, which are played with a bow in the normal fashion. The performance is by the Emerson Quartet, one of the world's best. Now to the 16th century, and a very different style. This is music from the Flemish master Orlando de Lasso, one of his masses for five voices. A good performance of Renaissance choral music sounds effortless, though it's never easy to bring that off. The ensemble with the effortless sound here is the Oxford Camerata. Staying with choral music, my last choice is an oratorio by George Friedrich Handel, not his famous Messiah, but the delightful and dramatic Israel in Egypt. This performance of Israel in Egypt is from the Chamber Choir of Europe, conducted by Anthony Brommel. There isn't a recording I've mentioned here. That isn't one of my favorites. Price-wise, they're all quite the bargain, because music-wise, they're all first rate.
You can listen to more of Tom Manoff's bargain classical selections at nprmusic.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.